cowboy went to college. Somebody spilled ink on his horse. He went to the dean in charge of such things and was told that that gentleman had just popped out to the can again. Well, he has he? Cried the cowboy. Me thinking it might be an accident. Why, hell, it's part of the damn curriculum. There's a little man with wooden hair who'd sneak into the rear of buses and holler, "Somebody just ate my mother." That way, of course, you'd count on a quick trim without having to pay for any broken window. A tame streetcar conductor who one day was considerably surprised to have it suddenly bite his behind. So next morning he reported for work disguised as a broad-minded chambermaid, now lives with the company president's daughter. There was a careless little spy carried the secret code in the same briefcase with a master plan and a wad of dance hall tickets, which may explain why some very big wheels are running about on their rims this morning. There was a forgetful little commuter one morning boarded a large, sheepish dog, rode to a splashing stop beside a fire plug, arrived home, hung up his snap-brim wife, and briefly kissing his hat said, "Those damn forecasters. I suppose that cloudburst is their idea of fair weather." A man 2 inches shorter than himself who always kept getting stuck in the sidewalk. When the curious townsman came to yank his arms and crush his hat, he'd spit in the eye of the lean and steal the wallets off the fat. There's a little man saw grass kicking some beetles off the piano. So he went to an old sage and demanded, "Exactly whose chivalry does this defend?" To which the old sage immediately responded, "Quick, some water, bub. I smell beard smoke." There was a celery flute player who got himself caught burning fire on top of some old hoodlum's lake. They wanted to hit him with a hammer, but couldn't get up the admission he would have charged them to see it.